Today's daf is Nozer Daf Samach Beis. And we are two lines from the top of Daf Samach Beis Amid Aleph Ihachi. But before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learned in honor of the chasana of Echad Mibnei HaChabura, Reb David Rasner. He bizoicha to build a bayis neman b'Yisrael, l'shem v'l'seferes, and may you bring naches to your parents, your in-laws, and the extended mishpacha. So yesterday, 7.5 years ago, we began the 9th perek of Mesechtes Nazar, the final perek of Mesechtes Nazar, perek hakutim. And it begins with a halacha, hakutim ein lohem naziris. A kuti, meaning a nachri, is excluded from the parsha of Naziris. And the Gemara said, what's the makar? Very simple. If you open up the Torah, Parshas Nasai, when it introduces the laws of the Nazir, it says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'yomarto aleim isha yisha ki yafli lindor neder, Nazir lahazal Hashem. It couldn't be more straightforward. Daber el b'nei Yisrael, and we learn from there, el b'nei Yisrael v'loy lo'iv dekechavim, that a non-Jew is excluded from the parsha of Nazir. Stating that, the Gemara asked the Gerei Sakasha. The Gemara said that there's another parsha in the Torah that's prefaced with the words, Daber. In fact, it's a parsha that's similar to the parsha of Naziris, the parsha of Erechim. The Torah says, "Daber al bnei Yisrael, v'yomarto aleihem ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha nefasha islashem." Now, there, although it says "Daber al bnei Yisrael," but at the same time, oivdei kechavim are included on some level in the parasha of Erechim. In fact, the Gemara brought a brisa, but the Gemara said that from the fact that it says Daber el Bnei Yisrael, we learn that Bnei Yisrael marichin, ve'ein ha'ovdei kechavim marichin. Yochol lo yiu nerachin. The brisa continued and said that just like ovdei kechavim are excluded from being able to be mechayev themselves, Erechim, so too you would think that they should be excluded from being the subject of an Erechim. Meaning, if a Yid would say that I'm going to obligate myself to give the Erech of Ployni, Eino Yehudi, you would think he should be excluded as well. Talmud Loima says the Braiso, it says, V'yomarto aleim ish. And the word ish is marba, to tell me that an Oivik Kechavim is included in the parasha of Erechim. So I have El B'nei Yisrael that teaches me that Oivik Kechavim are excluded from the parasha of Erechim. I have the word ish that teaches me that Oivik Kechavim are included in the parasha of Erechim. How do you reconcile the two conflicting mashmois? Oivdei kechavim cannot be mayrich, however they could be nerach. So an oivdei kechavim that would say, I want to give erech ployni to the Beis HaMikdash, he would not be chayiv because he can't be a marich. But if a yid would say that I want to give the erech of an oivdei kechavim, he would be chayiv because an oivdei kechavim could be a nerach. What do you see from this braisa? What you see from here is that in as much as the words Daber el Bnei Yisrael exclude oivdei kechavim from the parsha of Erechim, but at the same time, the word ish includes an Oved Kechavim to the parsha of Erechim. How do you reconcile it? Oved Kechavim can't be Meirich, they could be Nerech. But the point is that as it relates to the parsha of Nazir, just like it says Daber el Bnei Yisrael, it also says the word ish. Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'yomarta aleihem ish. So afraid to Gemara, why is it so pashit that hakutim ein lahem naziris, that ovdei kechavim are excluded from naziris? And it's because it says in the Torah Daber el Bnei Yisrael, just as it says in the Torah Daber el Bnei Yisrael, it also says ish. And if El Bnei Yisrael is a miut, it should be a ribui, and on some level, Ovdei Kechavim should be included in the parish of Naziris. And really, the avoida of the latter part of yesterday's daf was to answer this question. Today's daf is going to pick up with the braisa that the Gemara mentioned, Derech Agav, as it relates to Erechim. So again, in the parish of Erechim, it says, Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'yomarto aleihem ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha nefasha islashem. Bnei Yisrael is a miut. It excludes Ovdei Kechavim. Ish is a riboy. It includes Ovdei Kechavim. Ha-keitzad, Bnei Yisrael marichim ve'en ha-Ovdei Kechavim marichim. However, just like Bnei Yisrael are nerachim, Ovdei Kechavim are nerachim as well. The truth is that the makar to this halacha which the Gemara brought as a braisa, is really a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Erechin Daf Hei Amud Beis. And if you look up the Mishnah, what you'll see is that this halacha is b'machloikis shnuya. It's a machloikis Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah says as follows: Oyved Keichavim, Ramei Oymer Nerach, Avaloy Marach. Ramei says an Oyved Keichavim could be the subject of Erechin, he could be the Nerach. However, he's not Meirach, he can't make Erechin. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite: Meirach, Avaloy Nerach. An Oyved Keichavim could be Meirach, he could obligate himself Erechin. However, he can't be the subject of an Erechin. So, Saira Meir, Saira Rabbi Yehuda hold that an Oyved Keichavim is b'miktsas included in Erechin, and he's b'miktsas excluded from Erechin. The machlokes is what miktsas is included and what miktsas is excluded. According to Rabbi Meir, Oyved Keichavim Nerach Avaloy Meirach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Oyved Keichavim could be Meirach, he can't be Nerach. The Gemara says that what's the makar to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda respectively? It's the Braisa that the Gemara mentioned in yesterday's daf. Because you have a conflicting mashmas in the parish of Erechin, whether it includes or excludes Oyved Keichavim. On the one hand, it says Dabra B'nei Yisrael, which excludes Oyved Keichavim. On the other hand, it says Ish, which includes Oyved Keichavim. Obviously, they're included in Miktsas, excluded in Miktsas. The machloikis Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda is, which Miktsas is included and which Miktsas is excluded. Rameir said, Nerach Avaloi Meirach. Rabbi Yehuda said, Meirach Avaloi Nerach. But the bottom line is, what you see from here is, that the Braisa that we saw in yesterday's daf is really Shittas Rameir. Meir. At the same time, there's a Shittas Rabbi Yehuda who's chaylik. He's chaylik 180 degrees, literally just the opposite. He agrees with the premise that on the one hand, Oyved Keichavim is included and excluded. Why does he agree with that? Because the Pasuk tries that. Bnei Yisrael is a miyot, Ish is a riboy. However, he's chaylik with Rameir, whereas Rameir said he's included to being a nerach, excluded from being a meirach. Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite. He's included to being a meirach. He's excluded from being a nerach. Either way, with that introduction, we begin today's daf. Zok de Gemara, Ihachi. Now, if you look, there's a little aleph in brackets on the words Ihachi, and it sends you to the Hagoyis of the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon said that the words Ihachi do not belong in the Gemara. Ihachi would imply that what we're about to say now is a continuation to what it is we said previously. And really, it's not. It's a Maimer Hamusker that is loosely related to what we said yesterday. But it's not a ihoch. It's not if you were following Cheshbin. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Says the Gemara. Ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha be'erichin lamali. Why did the Torah have to write the word ish in the parasha of Erechin to include Oyved Keichavim? It says the Abra B'nei Yisrael, which excludes Oyved Keichavim. Ish includes Oyved Keichavim. The Gemara's kasha is that even had it not said the word ish, I would know that on some level, Oyved Keichavim need to be included in the parasha of Erechin. Why? Mechti. Ha'iskish Erechin Nedar. Because there's a hekish between the parasha of Erechin and the parasha of Nedar. How do I know that? The Amakra, this same pasuk that we're busy with. It says, ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha. Neder means a neder. Erkecha means Erechin. V'tani will into the Braisa, gabi Nedarim. As relates to Nedarim, ish ma tom of loymar, ish ish. So it says in the parasha of Nedarim, dabra laharim vel bono vel kol b'nei Yisrael, v'yomart aleim ish ish mi beis Yisrael, min ager bi Yisrael, ashe yakrib korbanu l'chol nedreim l'chol nedvoisam, ashe yakrib l'ashe emoylo. So that's one of the parashias of Nedarim mentioned in the Torah, specifically Nidre Hekdesh. The Torah is talking about a carbon. But either way, so the Braisa says, why did the Torah say the word ish twice? The rabbi says, ha'ovde kechavim shehi noidrin Nedarim v'ned that just like a yid can bring a carbon, so to an Oyved Keichavim, he could bring a carbon as well. What's the point? You see already that an Oyved Keichavim is included in the parish of Nedarim. Nidrei Hekdesh. If an Oyved Keichavim is included in the parish of Nedarim, then based on the Hekdesh between Nedarim and Erechin, an Oyved Keichavim has to be included in the parish of Erechin as well. If that's the case, even without a special ribuy, Mineu Bey in the parish of Erechin, to include an Oyved Keichavim, I would know the Oyved Keichavim is included based on the Hekesh to the Parsha of Nedarim. And if that's the case, Ish Kiyak Fli Be'erichin Lamali. So why did the Torah have to write the word Ish? The Gemara's Kasha is that although Dabra B'nei Yisrael excludes Oyved Keichavim from the Parsha of Erechin, I would know that the Oyved Keichavim is not excluded 100%. I would know that B'miktsas is included as well. Why? Because there's a Hekesh between Erechin and Nedarim. And once he's in the parish of Nedarim, Ish-Ish, in the parish of Nidrei Hekdesh, on some level he has to be in the parish of Erechin as well. So if I know from the Hekesh to Nedarim that on some level he's in the parish of Erechin as well, I shouldn't need Ish. Without the word Ish, I know Dabra B'nei Yisrael is a miyot. The Hekesh to Nedarim is a riboy. Hakeitzad, reconcile it the way you want to reconcile it. Rameh will reconcile it his way. Rabbi Yehuda will reconcile it his way. But at the end of the day, why do I need the word Ish in in the parasha of Erechim to include Ayvik and Chavim? Shouldn't I know that already from the Hekish? And the Gemara is so persuaded by this question, the Gemara says, you're right, 100%. Mistake. Everything we said up until this point was sort of inaccurate. We don't need the word ish in the parish of Erechim to include Ovdek Echavim, says the Gemara. If that's the case, Allahai ish. So what then is the worst ish coming to do? It's coming to teach me a halacha. Halacha, that's going to be the topic of the raid. And that is the law of Mufla Samachlish. That is a special chiddush in the parish of Nedarim. And it's not just Nedarim. It's also true. It relates to Naziris and Hektish and anything that is on some level related to the laws of Nedarim, that states that even though ordinarily, in order for someone's Maisa to be a Maisa, in order for a person to transact, he has to be a Gadol. But as it relates to Nedarim, there's a special chiddush that if somebody is a Mufla, meaning he's a Wunderkind on some level, he's intelligent, additionally, he's Samuchlish, he's around the time of when he would ordinarily become Bar Mitzvah, that would be enough for him to be able to make a nether. What's the makar to that halacha of mufla samach l'ish? It's learned out from the word ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha nefashis l'Hashem in the parasha of Erechin. So the Gemara says, you're right, the word ish that it says by Erechin is not coming to teach me the halacha that an Ovek Echavim is on some level included in the parasha of Erechin. That I know from the Hekish to Nedarim. What then is ish coming to teach me? Read the next words. Ish ki yafli. It's coming to teach me the halacha of a Muflo Samach L'ish, that he's included in the parish of Erechin, he's included in the parish of Nedarim, he's included in all the parishes that have to do with the concept of a neder. But the Gemara says, Hanicha, that's all good. If you hold Muflo Samach L'ish is Dairaisa, so then it's good. Elo the mandama the rabbanon, but according to mandama that holds that mufla samach l'ish is the rabbanon, ishki afli lamali, it can't be coming to teach me the halacha of Mufla Samach L'ish, because Mufla Samach L'ish is only the Rabbanon. Now, implied from these last two lines is that there's a machloikis in Shas whether Mufla Samach L'ish is Deiraisa or whether Mufla Samach L'ish is the Rabbanon. But the point is, the Gemara says if Mufla Samach L'ish is Deiraisa, so Ish Kiyafli could be the Makar to Mufla Samach L'ish. But if Mufla Samach L'ish is the Rabbanon, how could that be the Makar? So the Gemara says, you're right, if you hold Mufla Samach L'ish is the Rabbanon, Lasuye Mufla Samach L'ish to Ovdei Kechavim. You'll have to say that the word ish kiyafli is coming to say not a mufla samach l'ish by a Yisrael, but rather a mufla samach l'ish by Yavik Echavim. La'ilu mufla samach l'ish is the Rabbanim. However, you know what the pasuk is coming to be marva? A mufla samach l'ish, that's an Ovid Kechavim. An Ovid Kechavim could make a nether, he can make an Erechin, that's what we're saying. And not only could an Ovid Kechavim make an Erechin, but Ovid Kechavim is also included in the halacha mufla samach l'ish. Now, before we see the Gemara's kasha, which is an obvious kasha, let's speak out another kasha, which is an obvious kasha that the Gemara doesn't speak out. If we're going according to the mandama that holds mufla samach l'ish is the Rabbanan, how can mufla samach l'ish, as it relates to over the kechavim, be a deiraisa? Right? We're saying that if you hold mufla samach l'ish is deiraisa, okay, ishkiyaf is coming to be marba mufla samach l'ish. But if you hold mufla samach l'ish is the Rabbanan, what's it coming to be marba? Oh, a mufla samach l'ish by an over kechavim. And what? If you hold Mufla Samach L'ish is the Rabbanon that by an Ovik Echavim it's a Deiraisa, so the Rishonim speak out that you see, yeah. Now what would be the Tzad? It seems so counterintuitive. By a Yid, Mufla Samach L'ish is the Rabbanon. But by an Eini Yehudi, Mufla Samach L'ish is Deiraisa. So the answer is, it's based really on a Gemara Masechtes Nida, Daf Memvav, where the Gemara is toiled the Sugya Mufla Samach L'ish in the fact that it sounds a little bit from the parish of Nedarim that the only time a person could be included in the parish of Nedarim is if he's also subject to the Isurim of Nedarim. So for example, someone that is over Layachal Devaray, if he violates a nether, can maybe make a nether. But someone that wouldn't have Layachal Devaray, maybe wouldn't be able to make a nether. So a Yisrael that's in the parish of Layachal Devaray, and when he's a Mufla Samach L'ish, he's not yet included in Layachal Devaray. So for him to make a nether is also something he wouldn't be able to do Medei Raisa. Because he trips up on that issue. He trips up on, I'm not in Layachal, so I can't be able to make a nether. But the Ovid Kechavim that anyways doesn't have Layachal Devaray, because the law of Layachal Devaray wasn't said to Ovid Kechavim. So being that he doesn't have Layachal Devaray, so he wouldn't have that problem, and therefore when he's a Mufla Samach L'ish, maybe he'd be able to make a nether. But either way, it's Mavur in this line of the Gemara, very big chiddush. Kiddush, that it could be even if you open Muflis Samal Chishis Durabonim, but when it comes to an Evi Kechavim, maybe there would be a Deiraisa. But the Gemara asks another Kasha anyways. You're telling me that Ish is coming to be Marba Muflis Samal Chishis. What's the Kasha? Hon, Yichel Amando Amar. Bishloim, according to the Mando Amar, who holds Bnei Yisrael Nerochin, Zain Evi Kechavim Nerochin, Yochelo Yiyu Marichin, Talmudoy Mar Ish Shaper. Bishloim, according to Reb Yehuda, he's that Mando Amar. In the Mishnah, Erichin Daf Heim Abeis that we spoke at in the introduction, that holds that when we include Ovdei Kechavim to the parish of Erichin, we're including him as a Meirich. And when we exclude him, we're excluding him as a Nerach. So an Ovdei Kechavim can make Erichin. So if he can make Erichin, the Pasuk's being Marba, Ish Kiyafli, that not only when he's a Gadol can he make Erichin, but even when he's a Muflis, Samach Ish, he'd be able to make Erichin. That's good. Eloman Dabab Nei Yisrael Marichin, Vein Ovdei Kechavim Marichin. But according to the Manama, that holds that the way we include and exclude Ovdei Kechavim from the parish of Erichin is not that the Ovdei Kechavim can be Meirich and not Nerach, but it's just the opposite. That the Ovdei Kechavim cannot be Meirich. Yochelo Yehu Nerach and Tamalei Mer Ish. That he could be Nerach and not Meirich, which is the sheet of Remeir, which is the sheet of the Brice in yesterday's Daf. So if that's the case, Afilu Tinek Ben Chodesh Bari Ruchehu, then there's no Riboy in Mufla Samach Lish. To tell me that he could be a Meirich, he can't be a Meirich even if he's a Gadol. And to tell me that he could be a Nerach, even a Ben Chodesh, open up the Pasuk in the Torah, in Parshas Bechu Kaisai, the Torah talks about Erichin. A Ben Chodesh is already able to be a Nerach. So if that's the case, Kiyafli Lamawi. So what's Kiyafli coming to teach me? So you're telling me Kiyafli is coming to teach me Muflis Samach Lish by a Ovdei Kechavim. That's all good if an Ovdei Kechavim can make an Erichin. But if an Ovdei Kechavim can't make an Erichin, my Yukil Mimr. Now who holds Ovdei Kechavim can make an Erichin? Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, an Erichin. But a Meir holds an Ovdei Kechavim can't make an Erichin anyways. So if he can't make an Erichin as a Gadol, he certainly can't do it when he's a Muflis Samach Lish. And if he can't do it when he's a Muflis Samach Lish, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? So why then would I need a pasuk to tell me Muflis Samach Lish that he's a Meirich? He can never be Meirich. As a Nerach, even a Ben Chodesh already could be a Nerach. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Adar Bar Havas, Rav Adar Bar Havas said to answer this question, you have to say, L'suye Oved Kechavim Gadol. What it's coming to include is an Oved Kechavim Gadol, the Afal Gaf, the Gadol who in the Eino Yodei Lahaflis. So if you look in the Rishonim, Rav Adar Bar Havas Teretz is a little bit megumgim. The way the Rosh explains the Gemara is that the word Ish is coming to teach me that not only could an Oved Kechavim Gadol that is Eino Yodei Lahaflois, who doesn't fully understand the scope of Nedarim, not make an Erichin, but even an Oved Kechavim that is Yodei Lahaflois, even he won't be able to. So you're right, Ish is not coming to be Marba Ovdei Kechavim as a Nerach. That I know from the Hekesh to the Parash of Nedarim, like the Kasha on the top of the Yomid, the Kasha that we began the Daf with. What then is Ish coming to teach me? Ish is actually a second Miut of Ovdei Kechavim. Ovdei Kechavim can't be Meirich. How do I know that? Dabra B'nei Yisrael, V'loi Ovdei Kechavim. A second Miut is Ish. It's Lasuye. Lasuye means, says the Rosh, we're adding on to the Miut. That another miyut that Ovdei Kechavim can't be Meirich. Why would I need two miyutim to tell me that an Ovdei Kechavim can't be Meirich? Because had I only had one miyut, I would have thought that maybe the only time he can't be Meirich is if he doesn't fully dehair the scope of what's going on. But if he fully does dehair the scope of what's going on, maybe you think he could be Meirich, kamash malon, that he can't be Meirich. So just to do a recap on everything that we just said, and that is that the way we ended yesterday's daf was that there's a braisa that darshins the pasuk in the parsha of Erichin. Dabro b'nei Yisrael b'yomar toleim ish ki yafli neda be'erkecha nefashis l'Hashem. Dabro b'nei Yisrael teaches me that b'nei Yisrael can make Erichin, but Ovdei Kechavim cannot make Erichin. Ish is marba Ovdei Kechavim into the parsha of Erichin. Now, the way we just said it over, how is it marbit? It's marbit that although he can't be marich, but he could be ner. That's Shitas Rameir. Rabbi Yehuda's Shitas is just the opposite. Dabro B'nei Yisrael teaches me that an Ovdei Kechavim can't be a Nerach. V'amar Taleim Ish teaches me that it could be a Meirich. But we have B'nei Yisrael that excludes Ovdei Kechavim Meirichin, and we have Ish that includes Ovdei Kechavim to Erichin. How exactly do you include and exclude? That's Machlokes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda. Mar's Kasha was, that why do I need Ish to teach me that Ovdei Kechavim is included in the parish of Erichin? Even without a Riboy, I would know he's in the parish of Erichin, because there's a Hekesh between Erichin and Nedarim, and Ovdei Kechavim are on the parish of Nedarim, so almost by definition, they must on some level be in the parish of Erichin as well. And if that's the case, why do I need a special pasuk for that. So the Gemara says, Enochinami, you taka don't need a pasuk for it. Okay, if that's the case, so what then is the word ish in the parasha of Erechin coming to teach me? And really what emerged is a few different possibilities. One suggestion is, maybe it's coming to teach me that Allah muflas samach l'ish, that the Gemara said is talifio, muflas samach l'ish is the Raisa, muflas samach l'ish is the Rabbanan. Another suggestion the Gemara had was, that even if you're muflas samach l'ish is the Rabbanan, maybe by nevi kechavim it's the Raisa, we spoke at the Sfarah why you would say that, and it's coming to be marba, muflas samach l'ish, as it relates to nevi kechavim. Another possibility was that it's coming to explain a little bit better the exclusion of Avi Kechavim. That we, when we say Avi Kechavim is excluded, specifically according to a mayor who says he's excluded from being a mayrich, it means Sayyafi's Yedei Lahaflis and Sayyafi's Eni Yedei Lahaflis. But one thing is clear, Hatzad HaShava of all different pshatim of what ish is coming to be marba are, that's not coming to be marba an Avi Kechavim into the parasha of Erech. And although an Avi Kechavim is included, either as a mayrach or as a nerach, machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, but it's not from the word ish. I know that from the hekesh. So just to make a to wrap up this part of the Gemara, if that's the case, the Rush just mutches a little bit, and he says, just revisit the original Braisa. I'm not 100% sure how to read the Braisa. The Braisa that was brought for the first time at Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Braisa said like this: Tanya, Bnei Yisrael Marichim. And if you look up the Gemara in Erechin, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda both say that same drash. So the question is, what to include and what to exclude. But the Braisa says Mefurish, it's from the word Ish. So we just had a Gemara, the Gemara says, it's not Ish. So what should we do? Mekko is the Braisa? Like, what's the takeaway? What are you supposed to do? How do you read the Braisa? Meaning, the maskana of the Gemara is the Braisa is wrong. So is that the maskana? Is that really the way you're supposed to read it? This Braisa was a toss. It's a shabeshta. So the Rosh says that the way you have to read the Braisa is Elo. Tana l'fum riata nokat. You have to say the Tana was talking l'fum riata. The ilav the shamina lemi mokem acher habedarshina lemi haikra. What the Tana of the Braisa was saying was that you should just know that in the Pasuk, there's a ribuy of Avi Kechavim. Now, Lefi Emes, you don't have to come onto that. And Lefi Emes, the Pasuk is actually coming to teach me something else. But you should just know, heavy idea, that even had we not had the Hekish to Nedarim, I would have been able to darshan the word Ish. But Enochanami, the Bryce is not Lefi Emes. Lefi Emes, the Bryce seems to be saying that the ribuy of Avi Kechavim to the parish of Erechim is from the word Ish. It's not true. What do I do the word? Use the word Ish for? We just had three suggestions. Why would the Bryce talk this way? I guess that's the Terech of the Tana sometimes. The Tana has a gerech to say that. He could say, from Riyata, you should know, had I not had another Makar, this would have been an ample Makar. Rather, do have another Makar. And as a result, this is not the Makar, but the Makar that the price is bringing is not the real Makar. But the bottom line is that we just darshan this pasuk regarding Erechin. Tabro b'nei Yisrov yamar toleim, ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha nefashe slasha. Specifically, we darshan the words ish ki yafli. And really, all three drushes that the Gemara brought played on the words ish ki yafli, mufla samach l'ish by Yisrael, mufla samach l'ish by Avdei Kechavim, a gadol that's yodei lahaflis and a gadol that's eni yodei lahaflis. So the Gemara is going to now introduce another pasuk, a pasuk that we're quite familiar with, that also mentions the word yafli. And the Gemara is going to say, if we darshan this yafli, how are we going to darshan that yafli? So what's the other pasuk? It's the pasuk of the parsha of the Nazir. Dad Rabbi Yisrov Yemar Talayim. Isha Yisha Kiyafli Lindor Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem. Says the Gemara, Elo Kiyafli the Kosev Rachmano. Gabi Nazirus Lamali. Why did the Torah write the word Kiyafli regarding Nazirus? Just like we darshan Kiyafli regarding Erechin, shouldn't we have to darshan the word Kiyafli as it relates to Nazirus? Now the Gemara is presupposing in the question, meaning, what would be the obvious answer? Maybe darshan the word kiyafli regarding Nazir is the same way we darshan the word kiyafli by Erechin. Okay, that's a good precedent. That's a good explanation for why maybe the Torah wrote the word kiyafli by Nazirus as well. But the kasha is like this: Mechdiho iskish Nazirus l'nedarim. Nazirus is iskish l'nedarim, and the way some have the girsa, the nedarim le'erechin, and nedarim is iskish le'erechin. So if that's the case, any halacha that I learn from ish kiyafli by erechin, I can learn from erechin to nedarim, from nedarim to nazirus. Where's the hekish of erechin and nedarim, the top of the yamid? Where's the hekish between nedarim and nazirus? That's nedarim daf gimel, all the halachas that we learn one from the other. So if that's the case, even though it's true, I can in theory, darshan kiyafli, the same way we darshan kiyafli by erichin, but the whole kash is, I don't need to, because I can learn that from the hekesh. So if that's the case, kiyafli lamali, so the Gemara is going to have three suggestions. All big sugyas that we've already learned a lot about. Number one, lasu yodayim she'enim oichichos. Maybe it's coming to teach me the halacha of yodayim she'enim oichichos. That yodayim she'enim oichichos, aloi havi yodayim. So we know in the sugya of yodayim, right, the first mission of sechtes nazar, the first mission of sechtes adarim, is kol kinuye nadarim ki nadarim, the kol Yadais Nidarim ke Nidarim. Chsure Mechser Vachitani. Now, in the world of Yadis, there's three types of Yadis. There's a Yad Mechiach, there's a Yad Shein Mechiach, and then there's the Yadai Shein Mechiach's Klal. Yadai Mechiach's is where it's clear what you were trying to say, you just didn't say it. Yadai Shein Mechiach's Klal is when there's zero indication from what you said that you meant to make a Neder in the Zeros, etc. Yadai Shein Mechiach's is where it's like 50-50. I could hear yeah, I could hear not. Says the Gemara, Ki Yafli is coming to teach me the Halacha that there needs to be some level of clerkite, Yafli Miloshan Afla, and that Yadai Shein Mechiach's are going to be loy having your dime. The Itmar, and this we know was a major machloikis. Dime Shein Mechiach's. Abai, I'm having your dime. Rava, I'm loy having your dime. Abai says it's your dime. Rava says loy having your dime. Now all the Rishonim change the gears in the Gemara. So the Gemara, le Rava Nicha. According to Rava, that holy dime Shein Mechiach's having your dime. Oh, very good. It's Nicha. So Kiyafli is coming to be a mamait. Your dime Shein Mechiach's. Elo la Abai. But according to Abai, that holy dime Shein Mechiach's having your dime. You can't tell me Kiyafli is coming to be a mamait. Your dime Shein Mechiach's because Abai holds your dime Shein Mechiach's having your dime. The Gemara says you're right. Elo Kiyafli. Look at the Rab Tarfin. The Tanya will learn to the Brice. Rab Yehuda, I'm sure Rab Tarfin. Rab Yehuda sent the name Rab Tarfin. Ain Echamay Ham Nazir, Lafishle Nit Nazirus, El Lahafla. Remember the case? There were a bunch of people, they were sitting together on a park bench, and they see someone coming towards them, and one person says, I'll be a Nazir if he's a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir if he's not a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir if one of the two of you are a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir if one of the. One of the two of you are not Nazirim, I'll be a Nazir. If both of you are a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir. If none of you are a Nazir, I got some ice over there. And Reb Tarfin Shita is Ein Echad Mehem Nazir. None of these Chevra are a Nazir. Why? Lufishalay Nitna Nazirus Alafla. When a person's Makabal Nazirus, it has to be clear at the time that he was Makabal Nazirus whether he is a Nazir or not. And what's the Makar to that? It's a very big Kiddush. It could be Makadish and Ishu. It's not clear at the time of Kiddushin whether it's a Kiddushin. We'll find out later. But by Nazirus, it's a special Kiddush. Reb Tarfin learned it from the word Kiyafli Vashtet in the Parish of Nazirus. So you want to know what we're going to do with the word Kiyafli? According to Abaya that holds Yadai and Shein Mechicha is having Yadai. So Kiyafli can't be coming to me. Yadai and Shein Mechicha is what is it coming to me? Reb Tarfin's Allah. But the Gemara says Sunday. So Reb Tarfin, that's all good if you're old of Reb Tarfin. Tarfin's a Das Yochid in the Shita. Elo the Rabbanon, my Yikalamemer. But what about according to the Rabbanon? Elo me boyle, look at the Tanya. It's true, we'll use it for another Braisa. Het in the Dorim Porchim Ba'aver. The Englohem Alma She Yismuchu. This is a Mishnah, of course, in the Sechtes Chagigo, Daf Yudam and Aleph. Het in the Darim, the concept of Sheilas Chacham, of Mutalach. It's Parchim Ba'aver. It's all as a Luftgeschäft. The Englohem Amasha Yismuchu. It has nothing to be Saimachon, right? It's planted in the clouds. There's no real Makar to it. Saying that, the Gemara of Braisa, we're all different Tanoim, and then Shmuel Amira all chimed in, and they said, I have a shtickle makar to hetin adon. Rabbi Eliezer said, yesh lama mash yismuch. He says, I have a makar. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, ish kiyafli. Kiyafli, shtei pamim lamali. It says kiyafli twice. Now, where's the twice? It doesn't say twice by Naziris. It says it once by Erechin. Ish kiyafli, nedaber kachonafashis l'Hashem. And then it says it again by Naziris. Why? Echad aflal, the isav echad aflal l'heter. To teach me there's a concept that if somebody makes a neder or an erichin or a Naziris or a shfu, it's chal. And number two, if a person repeats it over to his rav, and there's a pesach or a charoto, the rav has the ability to be matrit. But it's from the second kiyafli that we learned the halacha of het nedarim. So says the Gemara, what do we do with this? Kiyafli vashtei by Naziris, either Yodayim Shein Mechichas Lehavi Yodayim, or Reb Tarfin's on Halacha, Ein Echon Mehem Nazal Lefish Leinit Naziris Ela Hafla, or Reb Eliezer said, this is the Makar Tehet in Adam. Again, all three of these are major, major sugyas in the Masechta and Masechtois that we learned recently. But the bottom line is, that is what we would do with the word Kiyafli. Just to mention one other Ha'ara that the Rishonim speak out, the Mefarish speaks it out, and that is, there was a segue from the first part of the daf to the second part of the daf. First part of the daf was darshaning the pasuk in Erechin. The second part is darshaning a similar pasuk by the Nazir. And the smichus was, if you follow the paper trail, it's after we darshan the pasuk by Erechin, we have to understand now how we're going to darshan those same words as it relates to Naziris. And what was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha was, Kiyafli the Kasa Rachmana Gabi Naziris Lamali. The Mefarish asks that why was the Gemara only bothered with what we do with the word kiafli? Why was the Gemara not bothered with what we do with the word ish? Ish oy isha kiafli. Kiafli is the kasha. But ish was never the kasha. And really, behemshach to yesterday's daf, and the first part of today's daf, the Gemara could have asked on the word ish too, because wasn't that the way the whole sugi began? That it says B'nai Yisrael, which is a mir, that ish is a ribah. So you see, ish is marbis something. Ish is an extra word. There's some yitur in the word ish. That's the background to everything. So why is the Gemara only asking what we're doing with kiafli? Meaning, once we used kiafli for mufla samach lish, what are you doing with kiafli by nasa? I hear the question. But says the Mefarish, why did the Gemara not ask what you do with the word ish? So the Mefarish says that the Gemara wasn't bothered by that. And the reason is, because this pasuk says ish oy isha. And the oy isha is a chiddush. Because how do you know women are included in the parish of Naziris? Torah has to say that. Once the Torah had to say ish, the Torah said ish as well. That's why ish was never a kasha. There was never a question why the Torah said ish. It was kiafli that was the question, and that was the latter part of the daf. Either way. So the next Mishnah, and daf samach beis amid beis, is a continuation of the first Mishnah. So the Mishnah, really the parak began, hakutim ein lahem Naziris. And then the Mishnah said, noshim va'avodim yesh lahem Naziris. Even though kutim, oiv dekechavim don't have Naziris, but women are included in the parish of Naziris, isha isha, and avodim are included in the parish of Naziris as well. Said the Mishnah, Chomer b'noshim mi'ba'avadim. There's a chumrah that you find in noshim versus avadim. Shehu koifes avdoi, ve'ina koifes ishtoi. If someone's eved would make a Naziris, so the Odin has the right to force the eved to violate his Naziris. But ve'ina koifes ishtoi. You can't force your wife to violate her Naziris. Zok the Mishnah now, and af samach beis amid beis. Chomer b'avadim ibenoshim. But there's a chumrah in the reverse as well. You find a chumrah by avadim over noshim. Shu mefer nidrei ishtoi. A husband has the ability to be mefer the nedarim of his wife. Abav einu mefer nidrei avdoi. But at the same time, he does not have the ability to be mefer the nedarim of his eved. So he can force his eved to violate his Naziris, but he can't be mefer it. He can be mefer the Naziris of his wife, but he can't force her to violate the Naziris. As a result, what you have is a chumrah by one, and you have a chumrah by the other. Another chumrah that you find by avodim versus nashim, and that is hafer le'ishtoi, hafer olamis. If a man is mefer the neder of his wife, tafar is olamis. Right? It's forever. Hafer le'avdoi. If, however, Odoin would be made for the neder of his eved. I just thought we said you can't be made for the neder of your eved. So Tosfos says that the word hafer is lav dafka, but what we mean is micha. If the Odoin would be moicha on the neder of his eved, yotzal lecheres, then if the eved would go free, mashal nazirusai, he would have to go back to do his nazirus. In other words, there's a fundamental difference between the way hafara works versus the way macha, forcing the eved to violate his nazirus, works. Hafara actually repeals the neder. It gets rid of it. As opposed to macha, it's a temporary protest. So right now, you're under my control. You have to do what I say you should do. And if I'm not happy with your naziris, you can't be a nazir. However, in the event that he's going to be yotzal lecheres at some point, so then he's going to be free. So again, let's just get this clear. Married man's wife makes a naziris. The husband has an ability to address this naziris if he's not happy with it. An eved would make a naziris, the odoin also has the ability to do it. However, it's two mahalchem. A husband could be mefer, that we know. A master could be moicha. And the way he's moicha is by saying, I'm not masking, by forcing him to do whatever the nazir just said, this eved just said, he's not going to do. And really, each one is a chumrah. And that's why the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph said, Chomer b'noshim b'avadim. And then the Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis said, Chomer b'avadim b'noshim. Meaning, there's a chumrah. For you, I could be made. For you, I can't. There's a chumrah. For you, I can be moicha. For you, I can't. But a fundamental difference, which is a chumrah in avadim over noshim, is that a farer knocks the whole thing out, as opposed to macha, does not knock it out. When we say that a master has the ability to force his odin, with regards to what? Linaziris. It's true regarding Naziris. But as it relates to Nidarm and Erechin, then you're not going to have that halacha. Which simply put, sounds like, if an Eved would make a Neder, if he would make an Erechin, so then the Odin would not have the right to be Moicha. He would have no right to protest. What's the reason for this? And really, as a backdrop, it's poshit. If an Odin has the ability to be moicha on his Eved's Naziris, it must be that there's some pasuk somewhere that gives him the right to do it. Because if there's no pasuk that gives them the right to do it, mechtesi could do it. The parish of Hafara is a parish in the Torah. Hatara, parchim ba'aver, you're right. Ve'inlam ha'mash yisbechu, stating that, chagigadaf yod. The Tanoim and Amiram, they mutchid. You have to find that pesamakar. So if there's a concept that an Odoin is a Bailam somehow on the Naziris of his Eved, there must be some source to it. So the Gemara says like this, Maishna Gabi Nazir, what's the makar? How do we know that a rabbi could be koifa his Eved and Naziris? It's probably the Amar Rachman, because it says in the Torah, Lesser Isser al Nafshay. And from there we learn, Misha Nafshay Knuyoloi, that the only time a person can make an Naziris is if it's Nafshay Knuyoloi. Yotza Eved, she ain't Nafshay Knuyoloi. As opposed to an Eved who's not a Bailam on his Nefesh. Lesser Isser al Nafshay. Neder, Naziris, I asked something on my nefesh. Oh, when you're a Bailam on your nefesh, you can do it. But if you're not a Bailam on your nefesh, you can't do it. When the Rambam brings this halacha about an Eved Knani, yeah, or not being able to make a Naziris or make a Neder, we'll see this more in the Hemshech of the Sugya. So the Rambam gives a mashal. It's like, just like somebody can't be Oysed Dovash Enishaloi, so an Eved Knani is Nishkinuk Bailam to be able to do his thing. So the Gemara says, what's Pashup Shah? Why would it be that a master can knock out his Eved's Naziris? Probably because it says, let's say, Israel Nafshah. It means Nafshah Knuila. Yotze Eved Shay Nafshah Knuila. Yahachi Ebazoi. I feel like I've been a Dharm Nami. That this should be true by Nadarm as well. Why? Because it says, Lesser Israel Nafshah by Nadarm as well. In fact, it doesn't just say Lesser Israel Nafshah by Nadarm as well. It says Lesser Israel Nafshah by Nadarm. And we know it by Naziris because of a heckish between Naziris and Nadarm. In fact, Tosfos asks that, what do you mean that the reason the Odin can knock his Eved's Naziris out because it says Lesser Israel Nafshah? It says by Nadarm. It doesn't even say by Naziris. So Tosfos, I hear, but I am Nadarm daf gibel amad aleph, because you have the heckish between Nadarm and Naziris. So the Iker Lesser Israel Nafshah is actually said by Nadarm. So Freit the Gemara, the Brisus says, Lamad Rabbi Koifel and Naziris Avaloy Nadarm Leirichin. How could it be? That's Pashit that the Koich that the Rabbi has is based on a Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? Lesser Israel Nafshah. Lesser Israel Nafshah state by Nadarm Gar. So for sure to be by Nadarm, you want to apply it to Naziris Maskim. But how could it be only by Naziris? How could it not be by Nadarm? How could it not be by Erichin? And by the way, on Alf, we saw that just like there's a hekesh between Nadarim and Naziris, there's also a hekesh between Nadarim and Erechim. So again, the kasha is that if it's based on a halacha, a drosha of Lesser Israel Nashi, why is it only true by Naziris? Why is it not true by Nadarim? That's where the Iker Pasuk is. And why is it not true by Erechim? Aren't we makish Erechim to Nadarim? So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Sheshes said, you have to say it like this. When the Brisa said that Rabbi can't be koifa his Eved for Nadarim and Erechim, it's talking about a specific Nadar. It's talking about where an Eved had an Eshkol Shel Anavim that was sitting in front of him, a cluster of grapes. And he said, Koinim grapes olai. Gabi Nadarim, buy a Neder, Tchi Mitzvahai, Loi Mitzvahachrini. If he's going to make this Neder, so okay, he'd be also on these grapes, but all the other grapes will be allowed to eat, Loi Matzikofele. So the other Odin doesn't have a right to be Koif, Gabi Naziris. But as it relates to Naziris, if he's not just going to say Eshkol Shel Anavim, Ploini olai, but he's going to say, Areni Nazir, the Chimitra Bahai. He's not only going to be Osir in this Eshkol Shalanovim, Abubakulu, but he's going to be Osir on all. And being that that's the case, Matzi Kofale, therefore it could be Kaifa. In other words, Rav Sheshes is saying a Chiddush La'alacha. Rav Sheshes is saying that although it's true from Lesser Israel Nafshah, we see that Rabbi could be Kaifa his Eved, but it's only if it affects the Adoin. How would it affect the Adoin? I don't know. I feel my Eved will do better if he has a glass of wine. If it's going to affect the Odoin, then he has the ability to be Mefer. Just like a husband could be Mefer only if it's Dvar Meshubeno Lebeno or it's Tavashi Yechbein Inui Nefesh, the halacha that the Odoin could be Meicha on his Eved's Neder would be the same thing. And Enochinami, if an Eved would make a Neder that would involve Inui Nefesh, that would somehow impact the Odin would be able to do it. However, Hocha b'mayaskinon, says Rav Sheshes, those are the key words. The key words are Hocha b'mayaskinon. It's an Akimta. We're making an Akimta in the Braisa where it doesn't affect the Odin. This Eshkol Shalanov, no problem. You'll have a different Eshkol Shalanov. And being that it doesn't affect him, therefore you won't be able to be Abba. Naziris always affects the Odin. Because by Naziris, you're also on all Eshkol Shalanov. So being that by Naziris, it always affects the Odin. Therefore, here it can be Mefer. But the Gemara says, Abba v'gabi nadarim, Rav Sheshes. I hear what you're saying, but it's Dochuk in the Braisa. Because the Braisa said, Lama Rabbi Koifel in Naziris, Avaloy in Adarim. Says the Gemara, Miloy Askin and the Leka Elahai Eshkol. Can you say it's talking about where This is the only eshkol that he has. If he doesn't eat this eshkol, he's going to starve to death. Maybe that's what's going on over here. And still, it's mashma from the braisa that the oden can't be moicha, he can't be kaifa when it comes to nedarim. So hajer kushal l'duchte. Rav Sheshi, you're making an akimta, but the gemara's kasha just says, I don't like that. Where do you see a hacha of my askina? How do you have a right to make such an akimta? Elo omar, and here too, the Bach says, not elo omar rova, elo omar abaya. Second time we had this. Elo omar abaya. It's not abaya said, you're going shahoya charitza munach lefana. It's talking about where the neder that was made wasn't even on eshkol shal anafin. It was chartzen. What a chartzen? Mechartzanim v'adzot. Machloike is whether it's the pit or it's the peel of the grape. But the bottom line is, it's not real food. And because it's not real food, gabi nedarim b'hayhu de mitzer le'matzi kafalei. It doesn't affect it. Meaning, even if he's going to be yasser in all the chartzanim of the world, all the pits in the world, you'll be yasser. How does that affect the mass? Abu gabi nazir. It's a nami b'achrini. But a nazir that says, I'm hareni nazir in a chartzanim, right? Where he says, I'm going to be a nazir from this. So there he becomes yasser in nanovim and in yayin and everything. And as a result, it's going to affect the matzi kafalei. He could be kaifer. But the Gemara says, it's a very similar question. Gabi nedarim milo yaskin ed leke elahai chartzan. Again, you're making an akimta. What happens if this is the only chartzen in the world? Diloy achalei chalish. Meaning, now it's the only chartzen in the world. This is the only food he has available to himself right now. He doesn't have anything else. So he needs his food. Meaning, you're making an akimta that when we say that Rabbi can't be koifel in a darim, it means mechatesi. Where do you see that in the Braisa? It's mashma from the Braisa that Rabbi can never be koifel as eved as it relates to Nadarim, and the kasha is why not? If he can be koifel in Aziris, there has to be a source from the Pasik. The Pasik must be less Israel nafshoi, b'misha nafshoi knuyoloi, yotze eved shei nafshoi knuyoloi. That Pasik shtei gar by Nadarim, and if that's the case, how's it shaykhta by Nadarim? You don't have this halach. Elo amar Rava. So Rava said, you have to say that Pshah in the Braisa is a little different than what we thought it means. Lama Rabbi tsorich likfoisoi is linaz. When we say that Lamar Rabbi Koifel and Aziris, what it means is that if an Eved would make an Aziris, there Rabbi would have to be Koifel if he doesn't want his Eved to be subject by the Naziris. But as it relates to Nadarim and Erechin, ain't tzorich l'kfaisai. He actually doesn't have to be kaifa. It's not something that he has to do. So ain't tzorich l'kfaisai l'nadarim, the ain't tzorich l'kfaisai l'shfuah. And he doesn't have to be kaifa as it relates to shfuah as well. Incidentally, notice here, the Gemara says, ain't tzorich l'kfaisai l'shfuah and not Erechin. Some say that the girsa of the Bryce on the top of the Yama, the Ma Rabbi Koifel and Aziris, Avaloy Lindarim Leirchen was a mistake. It shouldn't say Avaloy Lindarim Leirchen, it should say Loy Lindarim Vilashfu. And actually, it flows much better, number one, with these words, because here the Gemara, when it chazes over what the Bryce means, it says Shfu and not Erechen. And actually, the Gemara's teretz is a lot more matim. And that is my time. And what's the reason that ain't Sarach Lechvois and Leneda ain't Sarach Lechvois and Leshfu? What does it mean ain't Sarach Lechvois? I mean, it's not Chal the Neda, it's not Chal the Shfu. The reason is, Damakro, because it says Lahara Oy Lehetiv. It says this in the parasha of Shvuah, and we learn from there, Mahatav Rishos, Afarah Rishos. The only time a person can make a Shvuah is if it's a Dabar Shal Rishos, Yotza, if it's a Mitzvah, or it's an Avera, or Lahara Lacherim, or if somebody makes an Eved or a Shvuah that's going to affect somebody else, Shein Rishos B'yaday, over there he doesn't have the ability to do that. An Eved that's going to make an Eved or a Shvuah that's going to affect somebody else, over there, he has no right to do that. So if it's going to affect his master, the whole neder and shvuah, dead on arrival, it's not going to be chal. And over there, ain't tzarech lichvoisa. So what's pshat in the brayse according to Rava? Lamar Rabbi koifel in Naziris. When does a master have to be koifel? That's for Naziris. Because Naziris is chal. Avaloi l'nadarim v'lishvuah. Nadarim v'shvuah, there's a din lahara lehetiv. If an Eved's going to make a neder or shvuah, that's going to negatively impact his master. Now, if it's not going to negatively impact, not. But if it's going to negatively impact, yeah, over there, ain't tzarech lechvoisai. That was the point of the Braisa, and how do I know that? It's learned out from Lahara Oy Lehetiv. So from Lahara Lehetiv, I know that if it affects in a negative way, you don't have this halacha. Now, Tosfos asked the obvious question, that just like you have Lahara Lehetiv as it relates to Neder and Shvuah, shouldn't you have Lahara Lehetiv as it relates to Naziris as well? Right? Just like you have Lahara Lehetiv for there, shouldn't you have it here as well? So Tosfos says, Pshat, based on the Gemara and Daf Gimel, Ayin Shom, but Tosfos' short answer is that the Gemara brought a drasha in the parsha of Nazir, lesser yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishos. And you find then that there's no halacha of lahara lehetiv when it comes to Naziris. Because if you see that a Nazir can aser yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishos, then by definition there's no halacha of lahara lehetiv. That goes against the concept of lahara lehetiv. You see, yayin mitzvah can become aser as well. Now the Gemara had a whole shaila what yayin mitzvah is. Is it yayin the kiddush v'abdallah? Is it where a person made a shvuah, she'esh the yayin? So that was all rage from the very beginning of the Masechta. But the bottom line is, you see less of Yayim, Mitzvah Yayim, Rishus. So you see there's no Halacha of Lahar Lahetiv. So if there's no Halacha of Lahar Lahetiv, as it relates to that, you won't have Lahar Lahetiv as it relates to this as well. Either way, Zok the Mishnah Vaita, just to finish the daf. Ovar Mikineged Panov. What happens if you had a Eved? The Eved said, Hareini Naza. What's the Halacha? The Halacha is that the master has the ability to be koifa, the Eved, to violate his Naziris. We now know the makar to it. Lesser Israel nafshei, b'misha nafshei knui lo yotza eved, she'ein nafshei knui lo. This is the makar, that just like there's a concept of afara when it comes to a husband to a wife, there's a concept of macha when it comes to a rabbi and his eved. So what happens if eved was mekabel naziris? Then, this is very important, even though it doesn't say it in the Mishnah, the adoin was meicha, and then the eved escaped. He ran away. So he's on the go right now. Rameya says, lo yishta. The halacha is that the Eved is not allowed to drink, meaning he's bound by the Naziris. Rabbi Yossi says that no, he's allowed to drink, he's not bound by the Naziris. So again, we're dealing with Eved that said Areini Nazir. The Odin was Moicha. If he was Moicha, he has a right to do that. So right now there's no Naziris. Based on that, he should be able to drink. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi says Yishta. Rameya says, you know, if he runs away, lo Yishta. What would be the Svara? Right? We'll see the Gemara. It's a short Gemara. But what would be the Svara? Let's just think it through in our heads. The Svara would be that it was Mavu in the previous Mishnah on top of the Yomid, that the only time the Eved is bound by the Macha, meaning if he says Areini Nazir and the Odin is Moicha, we say he's not a Nazir, that's only as long as he's under the control of his master. But Yotzel L'cheiris, the Mishnah said, Mashlim Nazirusa. Then he has to make up his Naziris. So really, what it sounds a little bit like is going on here, is that there's a Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yossi, when this Eved is on the go, he runs away. Do we look at him now as a regular Eved, whose Adin was Meicha, in which case, Yishta, that's what Rabbi Yossi said, or no, maybe because he ran away, we look at him like the Eved that was Yotzel L'cheiris. The Eved that was Yotzel L'cheiris, even though the Adin was Meicha, but now that he's Yotzel L'cheiris, Mashal Nazirus, now he has to complete his Nazirus. So the Gemara says, we have a Machlokes Ramei Rabbi Yossi when he runs away after the Macha, Yishta, lo Yishta, Leimer, but the Shmuel Kamifliki, could be this Machlokes, says the Gemara is really totally in Shmuel's Halach, Shmuel said, I'm Afkir Abdoi, if someone is Mafkir as Eved, Yotzel L'cheiris, he goes free, the ain't tzorich, get shichr. So ordinarily, if you want to be meshachr and eved, you have to write to get shichr. But a mafkir abdi, Shmuel said, as yotzal echeris, the ain't tzorich to get shichr. That if someone is mafkir as eved, he goes free, and he doesn't need a get shichr. Says the Gemara, Rameyer is like the Shmuel. Rameyer, who said lo yishta, he holds like Shmuel. So what? Just like a mafkir avdoy is yotzal echeris, so too the eved shebarach would be yotzal echeris. Now, what does the eved shebarach have to do with a mafkir avdoy? Zoktosis. Because when an eved runs away, the master back in the day would be miyayish. Yish is mitam hefker. So the odin being miyayish is like him being mafkir. And if a mafkir avdoy is yotzal echeris, so a miyayish meyavdoy is also yotzal echeris. If it's yotzal echeris, what did Mishnah say on the top of the Yomid? Mashlum is Yerusha. It's like lo yishta. So even though there was a macha, now lo yishta. Rabbi Yossi loves the Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi holds a mafkir avdoy is lo yotzal echeris. As a result, you're still bound by the macha. You're still bound by the macha. The macha says you're not a nazir, therefore yishta, you'd be able to drink. But the Gemara says no. It could be lo. The kuli amelis lo dishmul. Maybe everyone holds a Shmuel that a mafkir avdoy yotzal echeris. Very important, Tais speaks out. However, this Mishnah has nothing to do with Shmuel's halacha. I wasn't a miyayish, so we're being chayzer from that. No, really, it was not miyayish. We assume that this person was not miyayish. In his mind, he's going to catch this, he's going to hunt him down. He's going to end up getting him. Okay, so what then is the machloikis? If it's not Shmuel's halacha, meaning we're not assuming he was for sure miyayish, and the machloikis is whether a mafkir avdei yotzal echeris. We're saying he for sure was a miyayish. Even though maybe everybody holds a mafkir avdei yotzal echeris. So what then is going on over here? So the Gemara says, "Man, I'm a yishta." Rabbi Yossi, who said yishta, sovar he holds soif mahader hadar va'aser gabe lishlich hamer keichad leiklish. That the way we psychoanalyze the thought process of the adon is that my eved just ran away. I wasn't a yayish. I know I'm going to find him. I don't want him to be a nazir. I don't want him to be a nazir when he was working for me. I don't want him to be a nazir now either. I need him to be strong. I need him to have koyach. And as a result, I maintain my macha despite the fact that he's not here. Oh, that's the case. Yishta, he can drink. Well, the man of Aloyish, there was Rameir that said, Aloyish, the sabr he holds just the opposite. Yet even though when my Eved is with me, I didn't want him to be a Nazir, but now I want him to be a Nazir. You know why? Lahavali Tzaira. I would rather him have Tzar, because like this, he's going to be incentivized to come back. Because this person who's an Eved, who ran away, at the same time, he's Shem Torah Mitzvahs, right? And Eved Kenani is Chayv Mitzvahs, like Isha. And therefore, this Eved Kenani, we want him to know that if you're on the go, you're going to be a Nazir. If you come back home, so now the Machal is going to be in effect. It's an incentive to get him to come back. And therefore, we assume that the Odoin is maintaining, is walking away from his Machal. He wants him to be a Lo Yishta, and that's why the Halacha is Lo Yishta Exhem. Either way, so we mentioned on Amud Aleph that today's raid was going to focus on the Halacha of Mufla Samach L'ish. We had three Ha'aris prepared, but it got late, early, I think. So instead of three Ha'aris, we'll speak out two Ha'aris as it relates to the Halacha of Mufla Samach L'ish. And the first Ha'ara is a very, very important Tshuva Chassam Sofer. It's in Yerideya. It's Tshuva Shin Yud Zayin. It's a Tshuva that we've spoken at many times together with Chabura, the Inbeis Medrash B'lei Chiddush. But I think it's very, very important, and really it's very much on the daf right here. Not just the Sugya Mufla Samach L'ish, but specifically Nazir Daf Samach Beis Amar Aleph. So the Chassam Sofer in Yerideya Shin Yud Zayin, he brings a kasha that he saw in the Sefer Tshuva Me'ahava from Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, who himself brings a kasha that he heard, quote, from Mechutoni, refers to him as my Mechutin, Harav Hagoyin, Hacharif Ubaki, Rableib Segal Galuga, Mikehila Seinu. So Rableib Galuga, who was clearly Mikehila Seinu, Rabbi Elazar Fleckless lived in Prague, so he was from the Chashuvim in Prague. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in the big yeshiva in Prague in the early 1800s. So this was already at a time that the Haskalah was raging through the city of Prague. This was not the same Prague that the Noid of Yehuda had left behind when he passed away in 1793. So at this point, there was tremendous Haskalah, but at the same time, there was a very, very Chashuv yeshiva. And the Rosh Yeshiva in the yeshiva of Prague was Rabbi Leib Galuga. And the Tshuva Me'ahava, Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, who was one of the Chashuvim of Prague as well at that time, so he brings a kasha here in his Tshuva Me'ahava that this great Goyen, Sifsois of you, Doivois Bekever, Rabbi Leib Galuga asked him. But really, in order to appreciate the kasha, we need a little bit of an introduction. So the Chassam Sofer, in the beginning of this Tshuva, he also brings a kasha that a Chacham Echad asked him. He says, Hine Zali Eze Shonim Nishalti Me Rav Echad. So again, you have to hold cheshbon here with all the names. But he says, Lifnei Eze Shonim, many years ago, I was asked a question by a Rav Echad. Now the Chassam Sofer didn't say who the Rav Echad was, but a little bit of investigative work will tell you that this Rav Echad was the great Rabbi Yehuda Asad. Rabbi Yehuda Asad. How do I know that? Because if you look in Shailos Tshuvas Yehuda Yala, which was written by Rabbi Yehuda Asad, it's in Yerideya Simen Aleph. So the Rabbi Yehuda Asad brings this exact kasha. He says, "V'zeh k'moy esrim shana she'orachti kushiyosi anal al Rambam lifnei agoyin Rav Moshe Sofer zeichetzadik levracha of Bez v'kehilas Preshburg." But either way, this is Preshburg and Prague converging. This is a question, and this is really the way this tshuva begins, with the Chassam Sofer bringing a kasha that was asked to him. And the kasha is a nifl of the kasha. Kasha is azoy. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, and this is in Perik Yud Halacha Beis. So Rambam's talking about the halachas of a ben noyach. Says the Rambam, "Ula oilam ein oinche mehen. We don't punish a ben noyach like katan, v'loy cheresh, v'loy shoita, l'fisha ein a b'nei mitzvahs." Says the Rambam, a ben noyach that's a katan, a cheresh or a shoita, we're going to focus on katan, does not get punished if he violates one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So just like a gadol, I mean, just like a Yisrael has a parish of cotton, says the Rambam, Ben Noach also has a parish of cotton. Is lo'olam ein oitshe mehen lo'ay cotton l'fisha ein ha'bnei mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda Asad asked the Chassam Sofer. He said that the Rambam, also in Hilchas Malachim, this is in Perek Tes, says as follows. The Rambam says that one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach is Eivim and Achai and Basim and Achai. V'chei, Chai v'al Eivim and Achai v'al Basim and Achai b'kol shehu. Meaning, even though we know when it comes to oinchim for all machalos asurois, the shir is always bekezayis, roif shir achilos bekezayis. But when it comes to evim and achai, which is machalos asurois of the ben noyach, if he eats a kol shu, he's going to be chayv. And the reason is shneloi nitnu hashiurin eloli Yisrael bevat. Because even though you find shiurim, but shiurim were given to yid, and the shiurim were not given to Oivdei Kechavim. And being that the Shiurim were not given to Oivdei Kechavim, so therefore there's no Halacha of Kezayis. If there's no Halacha of Kezayis, so therefore, says the Rambam, a Ben Noyach that eats Evim Menachai, Basav Menachai, even a Koshu, even if he doesn't eat a Kezayis, he's going to be Chayav. So Rabbi Yehuda Asad asked the Niflo de Gekasha. He said, we know that a boy becomes bar mitzvah when he turns 13 years old. A girl becomes bas mitzvah when she turns 12 years old. What's the makar to it? What's the source to this? The Rosh in Atshuva said that the makar is, it's halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. Shiurim were all nemar halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. Shiurim chatzitzun u'machitzen, halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. It's a gemara in many places in Shas. Says the Rosh, the fact that ben yud gimel mitzvahs and bas yud beis l'mitzvahs is from the shiurim that were nemar halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. So Yehuda Asad said that if shiurim are halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, and the Rambam says in Perek that's halacha yud, lo nitnu ha-shiurim elo li-yisrael b'vad. So if that's the case, there should be no concept of a bar mitzvah or a bas mitzvah when it comes to a benayach. If that's the case, there should be no katan or gadol when it comes to a benayach. And if that's the case, Vasak the Rambam in Perik Yud Halacha Beis, Ula Oilam Ein Einshem Ein Leikot Ve Leicheresh Ve Leishoit Ve Fisha Ein Ebenei Mitzvahs, L'chayra, the whole concept of Katan is based on the Halacha L'moshe Mi-Sinai, which is Shiurim, which will be Yisrael Nehmer Ve Loi Loiv Dekechavim. So if that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda Asad told the Chassam Sofer, how do you understand these Rambams? The Rambam says that there's a concept of a Benoyach Katan. Yet the Rambam also said that there's no shiurim when it comes to a ben noyach. And the Rosh said in a tshuva that the makar to katan and gadol is from the shiurim that were never halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. So if shiurim were never halacha l'moshe mi-sinai and a ben noyach is excluded from shiurim, like the Rambam said in the Furish in Perek, that's halacha yud, how you talk, and the Rambam says that a ben noyach katan would be pater and would not be punished for violating one of the shneva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So the Chassam Sofer said that it's a gevaldige kasha, but at the same time, he said, the Teretz is Pashat. He says, this that the Rosh said, that Ben Yud Gimel Mitzvahs is from the Shiurim that were Nemar Allah L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. All the Rosh meant was that the fact that the day before you turn 13, you're a cotton, but the day after you become a gadol, that's Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. But the etzim concept that there's something called a cotton and there's something called a gadol, Avada, that's not halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. That's a svara pshuta. Chassam Sofer says, when someone's a katan, he's not a bar das. When he's legitimately not a bar das. So what? It's a havamina that he should be punished for doing an avera? Ein locha oynes gedoy l'mizu. And there's a parasha of oynes rachmana patra. So avada, I don't need a halacha l'moshe mi-sinai to tell me that a katan that's not a bar das is somehow exempt and is potter from onshin. What then is the halacha l'moshe mi-sinai telling me? The halacha l'moshe mi-sinai is being koyveya when a person flips from being a katan to a god. Meaning, you could have thought that it's totally something else. Kamash malon, that what it's totally in is, are you 13 or are you not 13? And that's why every single boy, when he turns 13, he has a bar mitzvah. Because that's the halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, that's the chiddush, that when a person, a boy turns 13, a girl turns 12, that's when they're deemed to be gedolim. The etzim idea that there's something called a katan and a gadol, that's a svara pshuta, said the Chassam Sofer. It's that it all happens at a certain age. That's from the shiurim that were nemar halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. The shir is halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. But the concept of katan and gadol, that's pashut. So he said, avada gevist, the halacha, that you become a gadol when you turn 13, that's shiurim. And that's liyisrael nema v'loy l'ben noyach. The Rambam never said otherwise. The Rambam never said that a ben noyach who's less than 13 doesn't get punished, but when he turns 13 he gets punished. All the Rambam said was that v'im hoya katan, if he was a katan, then the halacha is that he's excluded, that he's not going to be punished. What is a katan? The Rambam never said what a katan is. And it's pashit, based on the cheshbon that Rabbi Yehuda Asad made from the Rambam and Perek Tes and the Tshuva Zarash, it won't be Talian. So what will it be Talian? So the Chassam Sofer says, it's pashit to me what it's going to be Talian. It's going to be Talian whether he's a bar seichel or not. As long as it's sichloi shalom karoi, at that point he's going to be nenash, and that's what it's going to be tolian. In other words, really, katnus and godless should be tolian whether you're bar seichel or not. Every single child should have an exam. We should sit down, We should evaluate him, and we should say, are you ready to be chayiv mitzvahs? Are you not ready to be chayiv mitzvahs? And for some children, it's going to be at a younger age. For other children, it's going to be at an older age. Maybe some way before 13, maybe some after 13. That's really the way it should have been. And the Emes is, that's the way it is for a Ben Noach. For a Ben Noach, his katnus and gadlus is takatoli in that. We assess him and we make a determination. If Sichla is Shalom, he's chayiv mitzvahs, regardless of how young he is. And if Sichla is not Shalom, he's potter of mitzvahs, regardless of how old he is. The chiddush, when it comes to a Yiddish, is halacha l'moshe misinai, that we don't look at it that way. The way we look at it is the shiurim, and just like the shiurim when it comes to achila, and the shiurim when it comes to yasukah, the shiurim when it comes to your age of when you chayiv mitzvahs. And that nekuda enachanami is only the Yisrael. That aspect is not going to be true for a Ben Noach. With that hakdama, says the Chasam Sofer, I saw a nifla de gekasha that Reb Loza Fleckles brings, b'shem der shivim prag, Reb Leib Galuga. That is, if that's the case, that the taich of katnus and gadlus when it comes to a Ben Noach is not 13, but the taich of katnus and gadlus is what? Whether he's sichle shalom or not sichle shalom. How could the Gemara say in Nazar daf samach beis amid aleph that there's a concept of a mufla samach le'ish when it comes to an Evi Kachav? What's a mufla samach le'ish? It means he's almost bar mitzvah, but he's already mufla. If ashteit an esik, he's 100% in. That's a mufla samach le'ish, and that was nisrab of an ischadish that he's included in the parashah of the Freik, Rablaib Galuga, Mamon of Shach. If he's a mufla, he's a gadol. And if he's not a mufla, he's a fartig a katan. What's mufla samach le'ish? By Yisrael, I understand mufla samach le'ish. Because really, katnus and gadlus based on the loch l'mashim b'sin, and he's telling you whether you're 13. Oh, it's telling you whether you're 13. So, enachanami, there's a bria call that I'm not 13, and really I'm a katan. You don't have to put on tefillin, you don't have to learn kriyashma, you put them in van alle mitzvahs in the Torah, but you fart, you're a mufla samachlish. And because you're a mufla and you're samachlish, you're within a year of bar mitzvah. That's the rabbi we left on the table, what exactly mufla samachlish is. But the bottom line is, you're close enough to be bar mitzvah and you're a mufla, so you're included in the parish of Nadarim. But by a ben noyach, it's a mamorashach. A vifl, he's mufla, he's a gadol, because there is no shear of when you become a gadol. The Torah says you do an exam. So if he passes this exam, then by definition he's a gadol. If he's a gadol, then what's this chiddush of mufla samachlish? This is the kasha that he has. Zok tichsam soifer. It's a meridik a kasha. Oh, but v'loy kasha midi. Oh, but it's not really a kasha. Why not? I read it inside. It's mamish beautiful. L'shayni yasaf. Says tichsam soifer. Bevadai, b'chol dinim ha-noyach in b'benoyach, u'b'chol in your name. When it comes to all dinim that are related to a benoyach, ein mokum l'shiyurim. There's no mokum for shiyurim. Da'aloch l'mayishim misinayim. U'li Yisrael nemru v'loy l'b'neinoyach. Like Rabbi Yudah said. Ach, ha nidarim ve'erichin. But the parish of Nedarim and Erechin einenu mi mitzvahs b'nei noyach. These are not mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Ela ha-toyrach hitcho ish-ish l'rabbis b'nei noyach she-noydru Nedarim v'nedavis ki-Yisrael. The price of the Gemara Bor in today's daf. Im kein, being that the goy shaychas to the parish of Nedarim is from a riboy of the parish of Nedarim v'shteit by a yid, mistayin ki-Yisrael, then you have to say that the goy's shaychas to the parasha is going to be mitlatoli in the yid shaychas to the parasha. Loi mi boi l'man doma doi mino mino. That's pashat koin to man doma that holds doi mino mino. Doi nedem Yisrael u mino ma'alahalam bezmanu b'shtei Cyrus hachanamike. El afilu iba alma doi mino v'oiki ba'asra. But even if you hold like the man doma that always holds doi mino v'oiki ba'asra, haino I have a ksiv b'chad kro Yisrael. The Nachri, Vavi Makshina Nachri Yisrael. It's about a parish of Nachri, a parish of Yisrael. Daimina Vaiki Beasra. Avo Nachri like Siv. Uman de Kar Shmei. It doesn't say Nachri anywhere in the Torah. Ela Ish Ksiv. Vaik me meribuya oid ish achar hainu Nachri. Kamaya isha Yisrael. So if the whole ribuy to the Ben Noach, to this parish, comes from the Yisrael, so Vidavka Kishahevi be Cyrus Bezmanoi. So now he's Meshuba to the Yisrael, and it's only if he brings two Cyrus Bezmanoi, Umimatina and Hasa Mufla Samach Leish. But by the year, there's no Mufla Samach Leish. Vachozal in Yinadar and Vericham. Vachol Dinevi Kin Yonem. Vachulu Chulu. But the bottom line is, says the Chsam Soy, that Enochanami, ordinarily, when it comes to all Dine Bnei Noach, a Ben Noach becomes a Gadol when he becomes a Bardas. Aydez Alach L'Moshe Misina L'Yisrael Nemre V'loy L'Bnei Noach. But what's unique about the parish of Nedarim is that even if it's Shaykh to the guy, but the guy's Shaykhis is from a ribuy in the parish of the Yisrael. It's the extra word Ish that it says by Yisrael. And if that's the case, doin mino mino, you can't be more than the parish of the Yisrael. And if the Yisrael becomes chayiv and shayach to this parasha when he becomes bar mitzvah, so if that's the case, when it comes to the Ovi Kechavim, it would be the same way. So at the end of the day, the Ben Noach's halacha of when he is subject to the laws of Nedarim is not totally when he becomes a gadol, a chol dinav, but it's totally in when he would become a gadol had he been a yid. And a yid becomes a gadol when he becomes 13 or when he brings Shteis Iris. So too when it comes to Ben Noach, it's going to be the same way. If that's the case, so now you can have a parasha Mufl Samal Chish. Now it's got a chiddush because we saw Mandama that holds Mufl Samal Chish is the Rabbanon, yet by the Ben Noach it's going to be direct. It's fine. There's a dribui for that. There's a drush for that. The question was fundamentally, how do you understand the Mufl if he's a mufli, he is an ish. He's not a samachlish. The teretz is because he's coming from the parsha of the Yisrael. And by the Yisrael, there is a concept of an ish and a samachlish. As a result, by the Ben Noach, there also has to be a parsha of an ish and a samachlish. And that's why there could be something called a mufla, a samachlish, as it relates to a Ben Noach. That's the first star. It's just the Chuvas Chassam Sofer, the Shani Azov. That's the first star. The second ara, which is a little bit of a segue, is that the Mechas Chinuch in mitzvah kuf tezvav, he asks a gevaldig kasha. It's the first Minchas Chinuch in Parshas Vayikra. So it's right in the beginning of Vayikra. Ma'isei ha'oilo. He asks a kasha that the Mishnah in Mesechtes Menachis, Dav Tzadik Gimel, says that a katan is excluded from the mitzvah of smicha. So one of the mitzvahs that a yid had when he brought a carbon was to do smicha. He would lean all his might on the animal. A katan, learned that from a pasuk, is excluded from the mitzvah of smicha. Why do you need a limud to tell me that a katan is excluded from smicha? The halacha is that the bal hakarbon had to be the one to do the smicha. If you weren't the bal hakarbon, you couldn't do smicha. A katan can't make something hektish, because he's a katan. If he can't make something hektish, then l'chayre, he can't be a bala carbon. If he can't be a bala carbon, then he anyways can't do smicha. So why do I need a mishnah to tell me that a katan doesn't have smicha? Smicha had to be done by the bala carbon. The kayanim didn't do the smicha. The bala carbon did the smicha. So by definition, to do smicha, you'd have to be the bailam of the carbon. How could a katan be the bailam of a carbon? The way you're a bala carbon is by saying, I want this animal to be an oila. I want this to be a shlomo. A cotton can't do that. So if a cotton can't do that, he anyways can't be a bala carbon. If he can't be a bala carbon, vas pas smicha. Zok to Minchas Chinuch. You could say two terutz. One terut says the Minchas Chinuch is that it could be it's talking about where the cotton yarshined his father's carbon. So a man died, he left over an oila. And now the cotton yarshined the oila. So if the cotton yarshins the oila, he becomes the bailam on the oila. Midin Yerusha. Because even though a cotton can't be koina, he can't be makna, but Yerusha, he could be koina, even midai raisa. So, and as a result, this is now his. And being that it yarshined it as a carbon already, it maintains its kedusha, sugyas, and kachim, and therefore it's shaykhvim to be the bala carbon. If it's shaykhvim to be the bala carbon, so theoretically it would be shaykhvim to be able to do smicha. Inami says in Minchas Chinuch, according to the shittas, and it's the Rambam shita that holds the mufla, asamuchla ish, is dairaisa, have another echetimtsa. The echetimtsa is where he was a katan, but he was a mufla, samuchla ish. And because he was a mufla, samuchla ish, so he was close to bar mitzvah. He was close to bar mitzvah, he's at the age where he's able to make hektish midairaisa again. Not everyone holds Mufa Samachlish Dairaisa, but it is the Shitas Aramav. So the Ramav Shitas is Mufa Samachlish Dairaisa, Mufa Samachlish Dairaisa. So Achamai Eskinu, he was Makdashit then, of as Farta Katan, and because he's Farta Katan, so therefore Chabal Locha, then only a Gadol could do Smicha, as opposed to a Katan. A Katan's not able to do Smicha. That's Minchas Chinuch's Kashem. And those are the two Terutzin that Minchas Chinuch says. So we mentioned this once. The St. Peter Roof, in the Shailus Achuvas Avnei Tzion. So he says a beautiful teretz to this kasha. Ubehektim. So we're discussing when exactly does a person become a gadol. So when do you become bar mitzvah? Become bar mitzvah when you turn 13. Really, it's when a person brings shtei sairis, but 13, that's the chazaka de rava, shtei sairis, that's when you become a gadol. A girl when she turns 12. What about a ben noyach? So we just spoke out the famous Chuvas Chassam Sofer in Shin Yud Zayin, where the Chassam Sofer says that a ben noyach, it's really, each ben noyach you have to dan, when he becomes a mufla, that's when he becomes a gadol. So the same Peter Ruf said, what about an Evet Kanani? When does an Evet Kanani become a gadol? Now, an Evet Kanani is unique, because an Evet Kanani is a Kanani who was sold into slavery to a Yid. Now that he belongs to the Yid, he becomes a Yisrael b'miktsas, Lashon HaRambam, and he becomes Chayv HaMitzvahs. Not all mitzvahs, but this Gzeir Shabba, Lola Me'isha, he becomes chayiv, and all mitzvahs that Noshim are chayiv. So an Evet Kanani is like a Yisrael B'miktsas, And he's also, I guess, an Eved Kehavim b'miktzas, by definition. So when does the Eved Kenani become Chayv mitzvahs? If you remember the Radbai, which was the chelik of this shtickle that we focused on the last time we spoke this out, it was Negei, the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrim, the infamous Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrim, where the Allah is Koyfen as Rabbi, right? We force the Adai Mipnei Tikkun HaOilam V'Oisa Oisa Ben Chayrim. And the question was, at what point do we force the master to free the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrim? And it's totally L'Chayra, and when exactly a person becomes Chayv in the Mitzvahs Puruvu, you become Chayv in Puruvu when you're 13, or maybe it's Shmoneh Esrei L'Chuppah. And specifically, it was Negeya, this Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrim, it was Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'is Inyan. But here's the Shaila that the St. Peter Ruv pondered, and that is an Eved Kenani. When does he become Chayv Mitzvahs? So he brings a Chiddush Nifla, B'Shem Kama Kadmoinim, U'Beroisham Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes. And the Shaila Sechuv is the Yitzchak, he was the son of Rabbi Tzvi Chayes, and he brings a pilpul on this from Yosef Engel as well, who wanted to say that an Eved Kenani becomes Chayv Mitzvahs when he turns 12 years old. And the reason is that being that the Eved Kenani is chayv in all mitzvahs, lo lo me'isha, so really his halach is totally in an isha. And just like an isha becomes chayv in mitzvahs when she turns 12, so too an Eved Kenani is going to become chayv in mitzvahs when he turns 12 years old. It's a chiddush nifla of azoy state in Kamoinim. So said the same Peter Ruf, if that's the case, it could come out even a bigger chiddush. What would be if you have an Eved Kenani is 12 and a half years old? It's chayv in mitzvahs. Midai raisa, lo lo me'isha. Then his Adon is Meshacher him. If his Adon is Meshacher him, so he now becomes a Yisrael Gomer. Once he's a Yisrael Gomer, now he's Chayv in all mitzvahs. If he's Chayv in all mitzvahs, he's a boy, he's 12 and a half, he's going to be Potim in a mitzvahs. So in theory, it's Shayach for someone to go from being Chayv in mitzvahs to being Potim in mitzvahs. Now, now you go in the reverse. Zeha Kotten Gadol year. But this is a case of Zeha Gadol Kotten year. Because it's possible that as an Eved Kenani, 12 and a half years old, he's chayiv in mitzvahs like an isha. Now, his other was Meshachrim, he becomes a Yisrael Gomer, but he's a Kotten. If that's the case, he's going to be Potter in a mitzvahs. So said the St. Peter Ruv is a Chiddush Gadol Kemuvin. This is a Meredig Chiddush. But someone with the Ga'inus and the Kaicha Pilpa of the St. Peter Ruv can have a lot of fun with such an idea. So says he starts being Mefal. He says, "You can be me after the mechaschenuch skash. Mechaschenuch has the mitzvah kuf tezvav that we're in having a geya that a katan would be exempt from smicha mamarav shach. If he's a katan, he couldn't be makdish. So if he couldn't be makdish, then anyways he's exempt from smicha. He's not a balakar. He's not a balakar. He's not shaykh to smicha. So mechaschenuch said mufosamach leish. He said Yerusha said the same Petruv have another eitza. The eitza is where he was an eved kenani. He was 12 and a half years old and he was makdish something. An eved could be makdish something. We saw it in today's daf." Didn't we say that no, the Ma Rabbi Kofi, that's where it's Negeya him. But if it doesn't affect the master, this is something he's able to do. So Hachav Mayaskina, where an Eved Kenani, Kashav HaMaisa, he was marked or something, then his other was Meshacher him. Right now he's a Katan. That a Katan can't do Smicha. What was the Kasha? How was he marked it if he was a Katan? He was able to be marked it. Why? Because at the time that he was marked it, he wasn't a Katan. That he was a Gadol. Because an Eved Kenani becomes a Gadol when he's 12 years old. But now that his other was Meshacher him, now he becomes a katan. So that's where it's negeya, this halacha, that a katan would be exempt from the halacha of smicha. But al-kaparim, this is what comes out. So I was discussing it today with my son, Shlomo Zalman. So he was just ma'ir, just a shtel, and that is that the emes is, this idea, this chiddush nifla that the achrenim want to say, that an Eved Kenani becomes a gadol when he's 12 years old. That's a chiddush. Obviously it's a chiddush, right? Even though there's a law lo me'isha, pasha, it just means he's chayiv in any mitzvah that an isha is chayiv in. But when does he become chayiv in mitzvahs? He's a man. Men become chayiv in mitzvahs when they're 13. Women become chayiv in mitzvahs when they're 12. And really, it's related to Bini Yaseira and biology, right? L'chura, it's a chiddush. Good, but that's what Tachreinim wanted to say. Who are we to argue? Tachreinim wanted to say that this is the way it is. That in law lo me'isha licht, that Eved Kenani, Hagam, he's a Zohar, but he's going to be Chayiv in mitzvahs, really, when he turns 12 years old. Now, what's the Makar to this? The Makar to this is the Gzeirah Shavah, Lo Lo Me'isha. What is the Gzeirah Shavah? Let's just read the Gzeirah Shavah. It's a Gemara Chagiga, Daftal, Ramadal, and elsewhere. Kol mitzvah, she'o isha chayev espo, Eved chayev ba. Kol mitzvah, she'ein isha chayev espo, ein ho Eved chayev ba, the Gomar Lo Lo Me'isha. There's a Gzeirah Shavah, Lo Lo Me'isha, that teaches me that any mitzvah that a woman's chayev in, the Eved Kenani is chayvin, and vice versa as well. L'chayru, the Gzeirah Shavah was said regarding mitzvahs, right? I mean, Now, it's related to other dinim as well, like get shichur and a get isha. But this gzeirah shava was said regarding mitzvahs, that if an isha is chayiv in the mitzvah, the eved kenani is chayiv in the mitzvah. And if the isha is parted from the mitzvah, then the eved kenani is going to be parted from the mitzvah as well. The gzeirah shava doesn't say that an eved kenani becomes a gadol the same time that an isha becomes a gdailah. What the gzeirah shava says is that an eved kenani is chayiv and potter from any mitzvah that an isha is chayiv and potter from. But as far as the zman of gadlus does state nisht, das heißt, it's yitochen that a vado an eved kenani becomes a gadol the same time any man becomes a gadol when he's 13 years old. On a sad Yisrael, an eved kenani is a Yisrael b'mitzvahs. So when does he become a gadol? When he turns 13 years old. He's chayiv mitzvahs, so he's chayiv mitzvahs. He's a cotton that's chayiv mitzvahs. Where do you find the cotton's chayiv mitzvahs? Today's the day to answer that question. We're learning the sugya, mufo samach lish. You find this such a concept that a cotton can be shayich to a parashi of a gadol. That's the linear of mufo samach lish, that even though he's a gadol, he can make nidorim like a gadol. Even though he's a cotton, he can make nidorim like a gadol can. But the gzeirah shava never said that he becomes a gadol. It just said he's chayiv mitzvahs. In other words, la'olam, I'll tell you, he's a cotton. He's a full-fledged cotton. Versus negei chiyuve mitzvahs. La'olam, Yisha teaches me that any mitzvah that an isha is chayiv, he's chayiv. Any mitzvah that an isha is potter from, he's going to be potter from. But in terms of cotton, a gadol vadi is a cotton. What did the same Peter Ruv want to say? He wanted to say that according to Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes and according to those charifim and those goyim that wanted to say that an eved kenani becomes chayiv mitzvahs kusal olam yisha when he turns 12 years old. If that's the case, I have a teretz in mechaz chenach skasha. Because if he becomes a gadol, if he's chayiv mitzvahs, so if he would make something hektish, it would be chal the hektish. Then his other was meshachrin. Zeha cotton, zeha gadol cotton year. And now you have a situation where there's a cotton who's a balak carbon. It's a shaylev. You do smicha, not do smicha. We're naming on in the hanocha to answer now the mechaz chinuch's kasha that just like Rabbi Yisrael Chaya said that this eved kenani will be chayiv mitzvahs when he turns 12. So too hektish shoy hektish unedar of nedarim and mekach mekchoy mekach umemkare memka mechatesi. Who said that? Who said he can make an eder because he's chayiv mitzvahs? On that is Xeru Shava, Lola Miyisha, that he's Chayiv Mitzvahs, but no one said he became a Gadol. Now, it's true, just to be clear, Avada, the reason every bar mitzvah boy, when he becomes bar mitzvah, suddenly he's Chayiv Mitzvahs, and suddenly he could transact, he can make Nidorim, it's for the same reason, because when you turn 13, Shteitod, and now your Maisa is a Maisa, and your Maisa Mitzvah is a Maisa Mitzvah, and your Maisa Mekach HaMemker is a Maisa Mekach HaMemker. Oh, but what's negated Xeru Shava of Lola Miyisha? Could be. I mean, again, you need a giloy for this. Someone would have to tell you otherwise. But we know there's a gzeirah shava that says that as it relates to mitzvahs, and zolzayin all mitzvahs, not just which mitzvah you chayiv in, but also the zman of the mitzvah. But it's only negay the mitzvah. Who said it's negay the other half of katan and gadol? And that is, when can my nether be a nether? When can my meisah be a meisah? Right, again, when you talk about transferring from katan to gadol, two things are happening. Number one, you become chayiv mitzvahs. Number two, all your transactions become transactions. Lola miyisha is a halach and ilchas mitzvahs. So good, you want to extend it, which is a chiddush, but will be soivel as chiddush. You want to extend it not only which mitzvah, but also the age of the mitzvah. Okay? Dosin negay mitzvahs. Who said negay transactions? So just because it's true we have a Zasar Chiddush that a 12-year-old Eved Kenani is Chayiv Mitzvahs, and that if his Adam would be Meshachrim, Zeh Godol Katan Yeh, Zolzai, no problem with that. But it could be it's only Negeya Mitzvahs. Abavas is Negeya, whether he's a Katan or a Godol, Klape Dinim, could be Zeh Katan Yeh, could be still a Katan, could be nothing changed, could be for that he's a Katan. Lola Miyisha only is Marba the Eved Kenani, who's 12 years old into the chi of mitzvahs. No one said he became a gadol. If he didn't become a gadol, his nether wouldn't be a nether, and if that's the case, it wouldn't be a teretz mechaz chinuch's kasha. But the bottom line is that as it relates to katnus and gadlus, so a Yisrael becomes a gadol, Shtei Cyrus, 13, 12, Ben Noyach, that's the chsam sofer in Shin Yud Zayin. It's really when he becomes a mufla, when he becomes shayach to understanding what's going on. Chassam Sofer's caveat to answer a bleib galuga's kasha, and that is that it's only negeya dine bnei noyach, but anything that's coming from a parish of the Yisrael, there enochanami, there he's going to be mitl toli in the Yisrael. What about an evet kanani? So that's this beautiful chiddush that the St. Peter Ruv is mefalful in from Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes and other gedolim, and that is that it could be, being that there's the gzeirah shava of lola miisha, so even though he's a man, so it could be he'll become a gadol when he's 12, with this great nafkamina in the academic world, which is, it's theoretically possible for someone to go from being a gadol to being a katan. How would that be shayach if he had an eved kanani who was 12 years old? Then his adam was meshacher him. He was a gadol when he was 12. Now he becomes a katan because of the fact that he's 12.